Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
What if every ungodly political, business, educational, industry, and community leader were evicted from their role today? Are there enough prepared Christians to move into those positions? We cannot biblically justify inaction and stagnation. So we cannot biblically, you can't find a scripture in this whole 1,000, 2,000 page book right here to justify inaction and stagnation. Can't justify it. God is calling us to continually move forward in every area of life. And there's dependence. People are depending on the gifting, on the talents, on the purpose that God has assigned to you. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. So creation, people, God's people, systems are waiting for what God has sent you into the earth with. Your likes, your dislikes. A lot of times your dislikes lead you into your purpose as well as your likes. Sometimes we think, well, I only got to do what I like. Well, maybe you're called to combat what you dislike. Think of, well, what's my purpose? What's my assignment? We got to think about those things. What things do I like to have a natural interest in and natural ability to be able to cultivate? But also what things can I not stand? What things do I dislike? What things get on my nerves? I could be standing with a group of six people and they only get on my nerves. Nobody else even sees it. Those are the things that you have the solution within you, and that solution is stirring up and it's making you feel uncomfortably and it's making you say, well, I don't like that. I disagree with that. That's the solution that's on the inside of you. That's not inside of them. So while they just lollygagging and chilling and you're like, no, didn't you see that? Didn't that bother you? It bothered you because the solution is on the inside of you. So there are people who are waiting for what you have. They're waiting for it. Let that put a little pressure to activate your anointing. There are people who are depending on it. My willpower is inferior. Put that on your notes. My willpower is inferior to the power of his will. My willpower is inferior to the power of his will. So then we ask ourselves, well, what is his will? So let's go back to these verses right here in John chapter 3, starting at verse 14. So this is Jesus now. He says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And these are such common scriptures. We're going to break them down. Today, we're going to go all back and look and see what Jesus was talking about, because he was referencing things that transpired in the Old Testament. So let's start again. John chapter 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Well, what does that mean? When did Moses lift up a serpent in the wilderness? Glad you asked. Numbers chapter 21, verse 4. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. So let's just hold it right there, because we're going to go through all these scriptures to get our understanding of John chapter 3, verse 14 through 17. We're going to get it, and we're going to get it good, because we're going to combat the spirit of discouragement this morning. So they were journeying from Mount Hor to the way of the Red Sea. Their direction was to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. So we already know there's differentiation, right, between the soul, between the spirit, and between the body. So the soul is the emotions. The soul is the feelings. The soul is the logical reasoning. That is the soul. That's the part where the discouragement took place. The discouragement didn't take place in the spirit. And it doesn't even say that they were discouraged in their body, like they were unable to continue. The discouragement took place in their soul. Physically, they could continue. Physically, they could make the journey. They were on assignment, but their soul became very discouraged. So this route that they were taking was their period of preparation in order to obtain their promise, not just the promise, but their promise. Oh, I hope you're taking some notes on this morning. Their preparation to obtain their promise was in this journey. Their preparation to obtain their promise was in this journey, and they became very discouraged in a specific place in their soul. So remember, we talked a couple weeks about transitioning between God Almighty, he is good, God is good all the time, God is good, to transitioning to lordship. When we transition to lordship, we submit to the understanding that I am part of the plan. It's not God by himself. It's not me at home with my remote control and my feet up and God doing it all by himself. Oh, Lord, get me a job. Oh, Lord, get me a husband. Oh, Lord, clean up this house. Oh, Lord, just make a way. It's not God all by himself. The lordship is where submitting, coming up under the mission. Sometimes people don't like the word submission. They think that means weakness. No. Submit, that means sub. I'm coming up under the mission. It means somebody's leading me, somebody's guiding me, and I'm helping empower them to bring forth the mission. Submission, I'm under the mission. I'm catching your vision, and I'm doing my part, because there's multiple parts. I'm doing my part for the mission to be met. That is submission, and that's a safe place because you're covered. When you're submitted to a mission, when you're submitted to a vision, you're covered. All right, so Exodus chapter 6, we're going to look at every point that we're bringing out. We're going to go back to Numbers 21, but we're going to be in Exodus chapter 6. So we're going to look about this part here where they had to transition in order for them to be prepared to enter their promise. They had to transition from God Almighty to Lord. Exodus chapter 6, verse 2. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. So what did God say to Moses? I am the Lord. And he's telling them, I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Three generations. He said, I appeared to them as God Almighty, but by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. And when we went through this a couple weeks ago, I already told you how hard that thing slapped me. God came, he told them all the covenant promises, and they received it as, won't God do it, won't God do it, won't God do it? He said, they didn't know me as Lord, that's why they didn't obtain it yet. That's why the promise was passed from generation to generation, but there was no obtaining the promise. There was no walking in the promise, there was only talking about the promise. They didn't know me as Lord. They didn't arise to follow my commands to be able to enter in to the place that I had set aside for them. So he said, by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. Now Moses, who is Moses? How did he get into this picture? Why is God talking to him? He's the great-grandson of Levi. I was looking at this earlier. 400 plus years from Abraham. So the promise came first through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Levi is the son of Jacob, the tribe. And now he's the great-grandson. So this was a 400 plus year old promise. And the Lord's like, hey, is there anybody in the line that will enter into lordship with me? I made the covenant a long time ago. I said all these things that were going to happen 400 plus years ago. Hey, Moses, is it you? Will you do what I say so that the people can obtain the promise? They glorified the covenant. They glorified the promise, but there's action steps that we have to take in order to obtain it. 400 plus years. 400 plus years. Moses is summoned by God to navigate, and I wrote this in my notes, a generational prolonged promise. A generational prolonged promise. Well, we know, usually know our parents. We may know our grandparents. Most of us don't know our great-grandparents. That's only three generations. This is 400 years before. So there may be some promises from 400 years before that nobody in your generations has yet reaped or walked into. So we need to get, I need all of that. Generational prolonged promise. Put this in your notes. There's a purpose in every promise and a promise in every purpose. There's a purpose in every promise and there's a promise in every purpose. So continuing in Exodus chapter 6, verse 4, the Lord continuing this conversation with Moses, he says, I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage in which they were strangers. So in order for them to obtain it, they had to enter into lordship, receiving to God's orders, receiving lordship from him. Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. So this is all tying in to John chapter 3, verse 14. So then we went to Numbers chapter 21, and we found out that they were journeying by the way of the Red Sea to the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged. So now we're finding out why were they there in that particular place. So we know that God is sending them on assignment to go.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.